I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. To my love Notari in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to catch a jolt from my electrodes.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And we are going to talk about some fun things to do in Cannon Falls. And we have on the phone with us right now the director of the Cannon Falls Chamber of Commerce, Kyle Paulson. How are you?
I am doing all right.
Well, I'm so darn glad. So tell me a little bit about, you wanted to tell us about this event that's coming up for Halloween. Halloween, of course, is a kid's, oh my gosh, it's like a kid's Christmas before Christmas comes. And I know that a lot of people are wondering how they can celebrate this year given COVID. But yeah. You in Cannon yep. Falls have come up with a great plan, and I want you to tell people about it, please.
All right. It is our annual trick-or-treat trot. And so businesses are lined up in the sidewalks or on the sidewalks of Mill Street, 4th Street, and Main Street. And right now we have 39 businesses signed up, and they will be handing candy out to the children. And this year we're going to have the children and their families going in one direction around the downtown area. And we're doing that because we want less congestion. And so, you know, people are all going in one direction and don't have to face other people. And so the other fun thing is that the businesses are coming up with creative ways to get the candy to the child without a direct contact.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yes. So, I mean, we've got them building chutes. We have some using tongs. I mean, it is just funny what people are coming up with. And so it'll be a lot of fun just to see what kind of things they can come up with.
You know, I bet it is. When you said this is your annual trick-or-treat trot, I've never been to this before. So you do this every year?
Yes. Oh, yes. And we have, the last 2 years have been 650 to 700 trick-or-treaters.
Oh, my gosh.
And in the past, it's only been an hour. And so this year, we expanded it to hopefully spread people out. So it's not, you know, not everyone's down here at the same time. And so our trick-or-treat trot is going to go from 3 to 5 p.m. on Friday, October 30th.
So that is the day before Halloween. So if
yes.
you are so moved to trick-or-treat in your own neighborhood, you can do that as well. Do you have to show a card that you're from Cannon Falls?
No, you don't even have to be from Cannon Falls. I mean, everyone is welcome.
We love that. So we're inviting all the little cuties out in our listening area for this safe and fun way to celebrate Halloween. And I think it sounds great. So I know
yeah.
that you have put some other things in place. Obviously, you can't just drop your child off and then let them go. Tell us a little bit about your safety protocols.
All children have to be accompanied by an adult. I mean, that is just one rule so that we have safety. We mentioned about going in one direction, and so we're going to have volunteers at each of the intersections to keep people going in the same direction.
So you mentioned it's in downtown Cannon Falls, and do you
yes.
start then at Main and Fourth, or where do you start? Where do you
well,
want us
and
to
that's,
start?
That's the fun part of this. Because of the volunteers being at the intersections, you can start wherever you park your car.
Oh.
Because when you come in, you're going to find a volunteer there, and they're going to direct you in the correct direction. We'll also have big arrows on the sidewalks so you can see the traffic is all supposed to be going one way. And then, most importantly, we are asking everyone wears masks and practice social distancing. And so, you know, we've got to be really cautious of the COVID-19 kind of things. And so the vendors or the businesses will be wearing masks and gloves to be able to hand out their candy.
Now, I know that you have kind of a pretty busy highway that goes through your downtown area, but you have the Cannon Falls Police involved for help with that, don't you?
Absolutely.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, Cannon Falls actually has two state highways that crisscross right here in the middle of town. And so Minnesota 20 and Minnesota 19 come to an intersection with the stoplights in the center of Cannon Falls. And so one block up, we also have stop signs. And so there will be police at each of those two intersections, you know, helping to control the traffic. The chamber volunteers will then help in the outer intersections to make sure everyone is safely crossing the streets at the intersections and not just running across the street. And so we definitely want this to be a really safe but yet fun Halloween event.
You know what, it really does sound both safe and fun, and I bet a lot of kids that if they're in school that day, that's typically the last day of the week before Halloween is the day you wear your costume to school.
Yes.
So they don't even have to take it off. They can keep their costume on.
That
and
is
they
correct.
Can head downtown from 3 to 5 on Friday, October 30th. Kyle, tell us a little bit more about this event. How many years have you been doing the trick-or-treat trot?
Oh, goodness. You know, many. I'm going to just say many because I don't have an exact year. That's a very good question. But I know the previous director of the chamber, Pat Anderson, you know, she was running it for years prior to me. And so it is a definite tradition in our community.
So was this something that when you had some meetings, let's say this summer, I'm sure it came up, what are we going to do about this? And is that how you got some of these creative ideas? Tell us about that process, please.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, we put it out there to the chamber members of if they wanted, if they were interested in participating, you know, would they? And do they think we should hold it? And I mean, it was unanimous that people wanted to hold it. And I mean, there were a few that didn't want it held because of health issues, but they're choosing not to participate. And so, you know, and then it just came up with the creative ideas of what else they can do to be able to get the candy down to the children. And so that's the fun of it. You know, they're getting into, you know, coming up with creative ways of doing that without hurting anyone.
Absolutely. And that would be the price of admission right then and there, just to go and see how that works. But there is no admission, of course. It's all free.
It's all free.
This
Absolutely.
Is such a great opportunity for kids to come out with their parents. And again, the event is called the Halloween Trick-or-Treat Trot. It's going to be Friday, October 30th from 3 until 5 p.m. in downtown Cannon Falls. You mentioned parking, and so where would you recommend that people park, please?
Well, the city parking lot that is behind the winery and across the street from the grocery store would be the biggest area for people to park. Otherwise, parking can be done on the streets. You know, you can park, you know, along the streets, even up to the library, back to Tillian's, you know, on Mill Street. And so just the streets are all available to be parking on.
Well, it just sure sounds like a fun event. Tell us about some of the businesses in Cannon Falls. I know it's been a tough year everywhere for people, but especially for small businesses. Give us some of your business updates, please.
Absolutely. Cannon Bell's Coffee and Ice Cream is going great guns. They have been open pretty much the entire time, and they've extended their hours to their full, you know, till 7 p.m. And so they have social distancing going on, and there's only so many tables that people can even sit at. And that's the same for, you know, Brewster's, Mill Street, Nick's Diner, Rancho Loco, and Artisan Plaza. And so they're all still running. A couple of them had some issues with getting enough employees, but, you know, once they got their employees back, you know, up to good numbers, their hours extended. And so it's fun to see, because not only the restaurants, but the other retail stores are putting a lot of promotions on Facebook and Instagram to bring people into town. And so, you know, you're finding the daily specials or the weekly specials. And that just, it's fun to see how they get passed around and shared. And then the other thing that has been really big this summer, and it's winding down now, is, of course, our Cannon Valley Trail. They surpassed the 2019 total bike riders.
What?
In the month of July. If they're predicting they're going to have between 150,000 and 170,000 bike riders between Red Wing, Welsh, and Cannon Falls. And so our little town is hopping. And, I mean, they're here every day of the week. Of course, the weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it is just packed. And so it is fun to see so many people around and being able to shop in our boutiques, gift shops, those kind of things that are downtown Cannon Falls.
Have you moved some of the shopping outside? I know now we're coming to the end of that season, but in the summertime, did people have sidewalk sales to encourage people?
Well, we did. We had what we called an open air fair at the end of August. And that's, you know, people had like a booth in front of their store or office, and they promoted their service, their business, their memberships. And the fun thing of that was, is the businesses who weren't participating in the open air fair brought their stuff out and had it on the sidewalk as well and did sidewalk sales. And so it was really a fun event to see how everyone was coming out and having fun being outside.
What are some of the frustrations that you hear from your business community?
I think the hardest thing is employees, finding enough employees, you know, because the unemployment deal was a really good thing, especially when they got the bonus dollars. And so it was hard for them to go back to work and make less money. And so our businesses, you know, had to be very creative in how they brought in new employees from around the area. I'll say the services have not been hurt. You know, we have some great waitresses and sales clerks, and, you know, you go to the grocery store, all of the employees have their masks on, you know, and everyone is still cheerful. Oh. And that's the best.
That is the best. I agree with you on that. Tell us a little bit about your tourism. That's a pretty important piece, isn't it, of
yes.
Cannon
yep.
Falls' economy. Do you rely on that actually through the winter as well?
It's probably the biggest. Tourism is probably the biggest from May through October. But then, you know, depending on the snow, the snowshoeing, the cross-country skiing, you know, can be done on the trails as well. We do have the Welsh Ski Village, you know, and that's only 10 miles away. And so there's still lots of things to do, you know, in the area of Cannon Falls.
So again, let's talk about this great event, something fun to do on Friday, October
yep.
30th. It's the Halloween Trick or Treat Trot, and it goes from 3 p.m. until 5 p.m., and it's downtown Cannon Falls, and tell some of the details again for our listeners, please.
All right. The details are we're going to be on 4th Street, which is Highway 20, Main Street, which is Highway 19, and Mill Street. And so trick-or-treaters will be going in one direction to avoid any congestion. All of the trick-or-treaters, the children need to be accompanied by an adult, and that is for safety purposes. All of the vendors who are handing out candy will be wearing masks and gloves, and some of them have really even come up with great ways to get the candy to the child without direct contact.
That is cracking me up.
It's fun to hear what they're doing. It really is. And so we are definitely following, you know, the COVID-19 protocols to have a safe event. And we've got the police and our volunteers out on the streets, so people are crossing the streets safely. And hopefully, you know, it's just going to be a fun time that Friday afternoon. So come on in. You know, Highway 20, Highway 19.
And you,
we're going to be there.
Oh, I love that. And you mentioned that parking is going to be pretty darn easy. How long, let's say I am very hungry and I'd like candy from everybody, please. How long should I allot myself?
Oh, gosh. that's a good question. Because we do have, right now, we have 39 vendors.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. And so, I mean, they are scattered out from the Park Street Apartments all the way down to the Cycle America building, up to the library, down to the winery, and all the way up to Merchants Bank and Lindahl Tire. So, I mean, there's spider legs that go off of everything, you know, 1 to 2 blocks. And so we will have maps out on our website, Facebook page, and Instagram on Monday, October 26th. And so you can see, you know, the direction that everybody will be going. You'll also see who the vendors are. And where their location is. And so that'll be important, you know, if you want to just select a few to go to, then you can see, you know, where's going to be the best place for you to park so you can get to that group of maybe 10 or 15 vendors.
This sounds so fun, and I hope it's a great turnout. So again, it's the Halloween Trick or Treat Trot. It's on Friday, October 30th from 3 until 5 p.m. in downtown Cannon Falls. We love Cannon Falls.
Absolutely.
Kyle, thank you so much for calling in today. We really appreciated your update. And Kyle Paulson is the director of the Cannon Falls Chamber of Commerce. So do visit them. And we love all your little shops too and your high quality bakery. There's so many great things about Cannon Falls.
Ooh, yes,
so thank you so much for calling in. And we really appreciate it. We hope it's a fun event for everybody. And again, if you are listening to this, you're invited. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. For my love, Notari, in the castle.